I hope you are. I hope you are looking forward to getting out and just having such a wonderful time. It's the Monica Jay Show, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here today. We are entering the second hour of today's show, and I'm going to read you a little something here that I have posted this on all three of my Facebook sites. So just go to Monica Jay on Facebook or Monica Jay 99.1 FM on the page that we have there. The Liberty Pack just put out this email, and I posted this on all of the sites. I bluntly begin this letter today by stating that way too many liberal-minded politicians and pundits have lost their minds. The anti-Trump progressives, the open-border socialists, the anti-gun-free zone zombies, and the fake news media are out of control, and they don't even bother to hide it anymore because they think they're winning. Not good. Please go read this full email that was put out by, you know, if you've ever listened to me, one of my absolute all-time favorite people in the world. And that is retired Senator Don Gustafson. He is president of the Liberty Pack. And it is time for us to come together and get these liberals out of office. We are looking at some counties in the country actually taking control of their destiny and being the bad guy. And they're okay with it. They know they are going to take the heat, but they are okay. And I tell you this because a northern Minnesota county, Tuesday, just 3 days ago, Tuesday night, banned resettlement of refugees within its boundaries. Now, they are the first in the state to actually do this. First in the state. But what should concern you the most is the fact that they are only the second in the nation to do it. We've seen the news. We've seen the stories coming out of Europe, out of London, out of Germany, of refugees taking over and literally destroying their country. We've seen gangs of Somali refugees in Chicago wreaking havoc on communities. And we have a governor in this state who says we will gladly welcome refugees in Henderson, in North and regular Las Vegas, and in Reno. Who's keeping track of all this? We have serious problems. And we are opening our arms to people to come to this country who, in my opinion, should be fighting for their country. Our founding fathers laid down their lives to bring us a republic. They fought for it. They saw friends and family die. They died. They saw the bloodshed. They saw the gore. Yet, able-bodied young men will not put up that fight in their country, the countries that they love, supposedly, because they come to our country, and then that's all they can talk about. That's all they have love for is their country. And yet then they come here, they use your tax dollars. They get money, they get housing, they get free education, they get free health care. While American citizens continue to suffer. We have homeless problems. They say it's a housing crisis. If you can continue to welcome refugees into your community, then obviously you don't have a housing crisis. Sounds harsh, but it's realistic. How many different flags from different countries did you see on the march to the border, to the southern border, being waved proudly? Didn't see American flags being waved. That the people wanted to come to America, live the American dream. No. Saw the flags of other countries being waved. That's a big issue with me. That's an extremely big issue with me. This is something that should be put to the vote of every community out there. And let the communities themselves decide. Let the counties decide. Not the governor. Not elected representatives. Let the people decide. Do you want to be open for forced refugee resettlement? Now, if we take in a refugee family, who has been vetted that wants to live the American dream, that wants to be Americans, want to become naturalized citizens and protect and defend the Constitution of this country, unlike Ilhan Omar, then you totally have my blessings. I'll donate furniture for the house. But when you have people coming here who come here because they don't want to protect their homeland, that's just cowardice to me. And you look at all the pictures. No, those are families. Those are war-torn families coming. No, they found the one or two families, the media did, and took pictures of them, and then used the same pictures. Because if you look hard enough, you can find all the pictures of thousands of young men. I'm not talking boys. I'm talking men between 20 and 40 who should be fighting for their ideals, their way of life in their own country. Not coming here creating gangs. Just look to Chicago. Because they don't become a part of America. They don't become a part of their neighborhood. They create their own country within communities. You can't even walk across certain streets to go someplace because now you are in someone else's territory. That is what America looks like now. Americans are being pushed aside to create, wait for it, voting districts. How do you think Ilhan Omar became elected? Trump put it to you, put it to the American people, the way it should be. Mike Pompeo out there with the brief that they used saying that if you have a refugee community, they need to be invited. Written permission. Our governor? No, you don't get the choice. They'll just be put there. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jeff Manasso from Fox News, who has been covering this whole situation and actually is monitoring what's going on in Minnesota. Jeff, thank you so much for joining the Monica Jay Show today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I greatly appreciate your time. How did this come about in Minnesota that they decided to be the second county in the nation to actually do this?
Yeah, that Minnesota behind the county in Virginia. So this one in northern Minnesota, it's Beltrami County, and it was after days and weeks, perhaps even months of debate. The county board there voted to ban any future refugee resettlement. Perhaps they could take it up in the future, but for now, that's what they voted for, and that's the way it's going to be. And this all follows an executive order from President Trump back in fall, if you remember. He gave local governments the power to opt out of resettlement programs. And so it's giving them voice. And folks in Beltrami say, hey, look, these jobs, they're for us first. These resources, they're for us first. We've heard from state Democrats that have called Beltrami County out, including the state's controversial Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. But the state House Majority Leader, Speaker Ryan Winkler, he actually even brought up something that he wanted to do, and that's to strip state funding from Beltrami County, saying that it's hard for him to see what the motivation was other than to stoke division and fear. Republicans call that ridiculous, and I should tell you that at this point, there's really nobody actually even seeking refuge in Beltrami County. As far as the executive order goes from the president, 13 states, Democrats in 13 states are challenging that order. And this also amid a decision by the president back in September to slash the resettlement program to only about 18,000 refugees in fiscal 2020. That's down from about 50,000 a year per the law, the refugee law that was signed back in 1980 by then President Jimmy Carter.
Jeff, who makes the decision on where these refugee settlements are actually put?
It's a really good question. I don't have that answer, but I can tell you that back in the Obama administration, they started doing things secretly. So counties and towns officials, they didn't know until these refugees were on the ground, were actually in these communities. And in fact, in 2017, President Obama exploded the number of refugees to about 110,000. Mostly from Muslim majority countries, and many of the towns and districts and states that these folks were going to, it was all done in secret. So there's a little bit of a division as to how this process plays out. But you know, like your governor, other governors, including Republican governors, have said we welcome refugees, and in a large part, like you look at Iowa for example, Governor Reynolds there. Republicans said we do welcome refugees because this is a state where we've got more jobs than we have people. people, and so they're looking for, you know, high skilled types of refugees to come to the country. But in fiscal 2020, it's basically broken down to numbers. So that 18,000 spots that we talked about, the president was going to allow, about 4,000 would be reserved for Iraqis, 5,000 for those fleeing for religious persecution, and about 1,500 for people from the Northern Triangle countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Mm-hmm. That leaves about 7,500, or about 40% for all others. So it's going to be interesting to see where they come from. But at some point, a judge will make a decision, and it's probably a fight that's going to go to the Supreme Court.
And it'll be interesting to see how many other counties now take this on to show that maybe it should be a vote of the people of those communities where refugees are being resettled. Because we've seen the problem with Somali refugees in parts of Chicago and different areas that are
in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. So, Jeff Manasso,
Dearborn as well. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, the argument, many arguments can be made on different sides of this issue, and I'm sure they will. But a likely legal battle is going to play out over this over the coming months and years.
All right. Well, I thank you for following this, and I hope we can have you back on the air again as more information becomes available. And we do see it turn into more of a fight, especially in the court system, because we know how certain appointed judges from another administration, we know what they tend to do. So, Jeff Manasso, yeah. Fox News, thank you so much for joining us today on The Monica Jay Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. All issues, all counties, because basically it affects all of us. And I know that there are a lot of people who don't like to deal with social media, but I have reposted two articles on my social media pages today, whether you get to it today or whether you get to it over the weekend. I really hope you take a stop and give a read to these. Because first off is the one that I was mentioning just a little bit ago from the Liberty Pack, which I need to go get my husband's wallet because we are definitely donating to that one. Because the president of that is retired State Senator Don Gustafson. And Don and I have had different opinions on things before, but talk about a man for the people of Nevada, not just Northern Nevada, not just his community, but the betterment and what is best for all living in this state. That is the thing that we have blatantly seen from Democrats. Democrats will scream partisanship, scream bloody murder about partisanship when Republicans are in control. But as soon as they have the slightest majority anywhere, and I'm not just saying here in Nevada, anywhere, it is all about voting party line for them and their liberal agenda. Because you can hear from certain Democrats or different Democrats, even in Southern Nevada, I didn't really 100% agree with that. But it doesn't matter. Because if they want to be reelected, they are afraid of the Democrat Party. Republicans, real Republicans, are still voting what's best for Americans and what's best for citizens of this country, citizens of this state. Democrats? No. They vote with whatever New York and California want. Look at the relationship that Sisolak and Newsom now have. We'll be back with more. Coming back with an interesting situation that has come up with, once again, waste management and your tax dollars at work.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Live streaming and podcasts. So if you miss a show, you can always go back and check it out. And just be careful if you want to be on this show, because you might get banned from other shows. Talk about freedom of speech. Oh, well. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And wow. Wow, wow, wow. I feel for my brethren out in Story County, because this, again, is just showing what elective representatives do. You know, when there is an issue coming up, it can be added to an agenda anytime, okay? So for the Story County Commission to not put on the contract for the waste management franchise agreement until the last minute, and then decide just to go ahead and automatically renew it. What does that tell you about the people that have been elected to represent you? What does that tell you? They could have put this on the week before that, but they could have put this on a month ago to give you the heads up to see if there were any other options out there. So residents and Green Solutions Recycling, pretty disappointed in the Story County Commission right now, because what have they done? They have taken away from you the competitive bidding process. They have taken away from you the ability to say, you know what? We care about your money. We care about your tax dollars. And we're going to find the best options for you and spend your money the best way we know how. How do you do that? You do that by taking competitive bids. What did the Story County Commission do? They took away your process. 884-9910. Let's hit the phone lines. Talk to Chad. Hi, Chad. You want to talk about recalling Sisolak?
Yeah, I wanted to know where the locations we're going to be for the signatures, Monica.
Okay, we will have a list of all of the locations on Monday. I pick up my personal petition on Sunday. We're having a community meeting that all of the leaders are getting together and signing off and getting their petitions. And so as soon as we have a list of all of the businesses or people that have it, we will bring that to you Monday. And if you know of a business out there that wants a copy of the petition so they can have it for people to come into their business and sign, please contact me immediately, because they're going to be going out on Sunday. So, Chad, thank you so much for the question. And sometimes I get so wound up in things, I forget to remind people or let them know what's happening. But, yes, the petition is coming out to recall Governor Sisolak. We need to get these signatures, because, you know, when he got into office, he changed the rules and regulations for the recall process. And it was put through because the Democrats have the majority. Again, hook up with my social media. And I'm sorry, because there are a number of people that have requested to be friends, because I do have private, I don't want a bunch of trolls on there. So my locations, except for the 99.1 FM talk page, you'll notice by the trolls that we get on there and how horrible of a person I am. But we will have that for you on Monday. Because he needs to be recalled. And I know there's a lot of talk about, well, that's what the voting process is for. That's what 2020 is for, is to get more Republicans into Democrat-controlled Senate and House seats so they can reverse. No. Rules were put in place. It is your decision. It is your voice. If by chance money comes into a community, into an election, from, say, Bloomberg, from, say, Steyer, from, list them off, Soros and yada, 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 and for some reason another candidate is basically just outbid, because if you look at the millions upon millions upon millions that Sisolak had to spend, as opposed to the few million that Adam Laxalt had to defend himself, there's a big difference there. It is your will. It is your right to recall this governor. You don't have to tie his hands by voting in more Republicans in the 2020 election. You can actually recall him and get him out of office. Let's go back to 884-9910. Check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to say about Sisolak?
Oh, yeah. I think that Sisolak is a Obama kind of, because how he trying to make our government is a local government in Nevada to power controlled and to, like, okay, everything gotta be perfect, but he needs to realize that everybody is not going to agree with him, and he needs to help us as a helper instead of a power-controlled person. And everybody just trying to, oh, he's a great person, but they are brain-controlled on voting for people who say the right things but don't do the right thing.
Yeah. Neil, thank you for the call. And that brings up some great points, because Sisolak has been in there from the beginning going against the rurals. He doesn't care about the rurals. That's why the rurals got an increase in the diesel taxes. That's why the rurals got pretty much sucker punched with the domestic wells. The man needs to go. He is not voting for the citizens of Nevada, for the residents of Nevada. He is voting strictly for the Democrat Party. I would like to see a governor who actually thinks about the people and not the policies that they want to put into place to stifle Americans and to take away your rights. Look what was the first thing that he passed through without even giving the opposition an opportunity to basically speak, to basically get their opinions out. The background bill, first day, signed it in. The problem is, all of those things that didn't get addressed in the last legislative session are still being worked on, are still being tweaked. Sanctuary state, more red flag laws, more against your Second Amendment rights. That's why I am urging you to pay attention to what's happening in Virginia, because I can guarantee you we're going to be the next state that all of that happens to. Confiscation, registration. Well, I guess it goes registration, confiscation first, but Virginia's not looking at it that way. They're looking at flat out confiscation. You have to wonder why the UN is putting into policies and hiring people to be able to go out and confiscate firearms from American citizens, from civilians. Not known anti-American militias, not, you know, bad guys. From law-abiding citizens. If that goes through, we are all in trouble. We are all in trouble. And Sisolak needs to go because he's on that game plan. He's working with that money and those powers that be, especially Bloomberg pushing it, because Bloomberg is the one that pushed all this in Virginia. That is going to be happening here in Nevada. And I know a good number of people who are not going to let that happen. Anyway, no how. It's not going to happen.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's not only suggested, it's encouraged. 884-9910 if you'd like to get a last-minute call in today on the Monica J Show, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Brian, thank you so much for your very kind words. Brian sent me an email about 11:30. Thank you for everything you do. I listen to your show every day while working. I get a lot of good information from your show and will help do what it takes to keep America, America. I wonder if you know the answer to this question. Lately, I get a lot of emails from all sorts of Republican politicians, mostly the ones we often see on Fox News, asking for donations, etc. Do you think these requests are legitimately from those people, or could they be phony posers trying to scam money? You just mentioned a good way to donate to our cause. Can you give me the name again, please? I don't want to fund the wrong people. Thank you, Brian. Brian, yes, there are scammers out there. Now, you do have to go through the right connections. When it comes to the emails that you get from, say, like Matt Gaetz, I just got an email from Matt Gaetz's campaign just the other day. These are put out because your name has somehow gotten into the email process. So you have either donated to the GOP on the federal level or on the local level or even on the state level. And they do share the emails and email addresses from political supporters of the party. If you want to know that you are personally supporting a Jim Jordan, a Matt Gaetz, you know, a Devin Nunes, you can easily just go to their direct sites and donate directly to them. You do not have to go through the national email process, because that's how I do it personally. I don't give to the big generators. I give to the actual sites. So I will go to Matt Gaetz's site because I know that big money is going against them in the process. They will go against them in his election for his district. Okay, it's the same thing in California, same place. All over. They will be, you know, given money from PACs that are Bloomberg's PACs, Soros's PACs, the Koch brother PACs. You know, yes, the Koch brothers, supposedly Republicans, but no, they're out for their own vices. So please do your research on that. Don't just hit donate. I'm going to go steal my husband's wallet so I can make a donation for the first time. I have not donated to them before, but I will be donating to the Liberty PAC today. And you can go to libertypacnv.com. And I know that this money is going to be used well to give to candidates who will be promoting the values of Nevada and how we want to keep Nevada, because the president is one of the strongest supporters of the residents of Nevada I know, and that's Don Gustafson. So there is also the Northern Nevada Republican Women's PAC. That is not just about getting Republican women PAC'd. It is money that is being driven from all the Republican women's groups. Because as a group, you cannot give donations. So the groups give to the PAC, which you can also donate to. And then they research, they speak together, and then they decide the candidates to give money to. And what I like about these local PACs is they are giving money to the Republicans who are like running for school board, for running for attorneys, for running for judges. They're giving to people who are directly connected to the change, or, you know, the people who live here, the people in the community who want to make it a better community. So that's why I like giving to the smaller PACs like that. Again, that's libertypacnv.com. So I can't wait to donate to that. As we wrap up the show today, just remember where your dollars are going, who you're donating to. What is their voting record? What have they done in the past? And what are they saying that they're going to do in the future? Because the future of Nevada is at stake for 2020. And just like Don started his email out, that we're done. The anti-Trump progressives, the open border socialists, the anti-gun-free zone zombies out there, it's got to stop. If we want to keep the American way of life going, and if we want to keep people safe, you will be donating to and voting for to keep real Republicans in office. Not the people who call themselves Republicans, like in Story County, and automatically renew a contract with Waste Management, not giving others the opportunities to outbid them. You need to know who you're voting for. And you need to watch out for that big money. If you've missed any of the podcasts, you can go on to 991fmtalk.com over the weekend, maybe catch up on them. We've had some very interesting interviews, especially with Steve Huff from Accuracy X, who is out and actually organized the first march in Virginia. That will be highlighted, actually, in our Best Of show on Saturday at 3 p.m. You can catch that there, or you can go catch it in the podcasts. I hope you have a great weekend. Get out in beautiful northern Nevada, whatever county you live in, and figure out and find out, see what you are fighting for in these elections. Find out and voice use your voice of what we are protecting with 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, The Monica J Show.